So in order to return a faith, the person has to be able to, in some way or other, has to return the object, the person has to be able to prove that it's his. Why can I just believe in them when he says that it's his? Why don't I trust him? Well, if I pick up a faith that I miss it to return, I have a responsibility to make sure it goes to the true owner. And maybe this person is not the true owner. So even though I trust him, it's very nice, but as my responsibility as a shomer for the true owner, whoever that might be, I have a responsibility to make sure that it gets only to him and not to anybody else. Maybe there's two objects which are similar. Maybe this person, I can't trust him. So as a friend, I can trust him. As a responsibility, as a shomer, with responsibility for an object, that's very, I can't take that upon my shoulders to decide that. So how do you return an object? So Lohan says you can return an object in one of three ways. You can return an object with Adim. Some two Adim will come and say this belongs to the person who claims that it's his. That's the most obvious way. Halacha says you can return with some type of a simen to give some type of identification on the object that proves that it's his. The fact that he knows that is a proof that it's his. And by Talmud Chacham, when he comes a person who's known as a Talmud Chacham, that he doesn't lie, and he comes and he claims and he recognizes that you can return it based on that. If you the second half of these halachas is when you find an object, are you allowed to take it for yourself? Well, no, because you have to assume that the person still wants it. But there's a concept in halacha known as yiyush. If the person who lost it gave up hope of getting it back, so then you're allowed to keep it for yourself. That's a din of yiyush. Will the person do that? Well, the person says, something which I can prove that it's mine, why should it be miyayish? Something which I cannot prove that it's mine, I'm going to be miyayish, because why? I have no way to get it back. So any object that does not have a valid simon, normally there's not Adim, Adim is very hard to find, the object does not have a valid simon, we can assume the person was miyayish. So the issues of simon play out in the halachas of how to return something, number one. And number two, they play out in the halachas of when you're allowed to keep something. So there's two different halachas over here where simonim are significant. So I just want to talk about simonim and the halachas of yiyush. I just want to introduce today, there's a concept called simon, which you can return, you may not return without a simon. You can't be a nice guy, so I'll return it anyway. That's not, you're not doing your responsibility to the owner. And number two, that creates a loss in the world of yiyush, whether the person's miyayish or not, knowing that whether you have the simon or not, will play out a loss in the loss of yiyush. Have a good morning.